The team within a team. Your Cardinals insiders, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard, Paul Calvisi, only on azcardinals.com.
Well, instead of the postseason, we're talking about next season, and that pretty much sums up this season. Cardinals insiders, Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard, and we're talking about a makeover. It's always a makeover one season to the next. Are we talking about an extreme makeover? Because BA mentioned during Flight Plan, the last edition of the Coach's Weekly TV show, that they're waiting on a decision from Larry and Carson. Are we thinking there might be a different quarterback in 2017?
I'm not thinking that. I mean, I can't speak for Bruce Arians at this point, and who knows? There's always that chance that, you know, Carson Palmer is thinking about it. I mean, we all know about Larry, and we all know that he has said he's going to make a decision, and so we know that that's up in the air. While Carson Palmer hasn't necessarily come out and says, I am absolutely playing in 2017, every other indication about him wanting to play and expecting to play, and even his past comments about when I talked to him last year about how long he wanted to play, do you want to play till, you know, you're 40 or play another 10 years, he sounded like a guy that was not looking at the end. And even if you talk about him talking about enjoying practice and enjoying the prep time, which he was saying late in the season, even before they played well those last few weeks, to me, that all points to him being around next year.
There's been so much emphasis on Larry Fitzgerald because that's always been the vibe. Is Carson hasn't been asked a lot because it just seems like he's ready to come back. Like Darren was saying, he's just really enjoyed it. In training camp, he talked about how much he loved the Cardinals. This was going to be his last team, and that doesn't preclude him from retiring, but it just seemed like he really enjoys where he's at now in his career after some turbulence earlier. So I fully expect him to come back, but hey, you never know. And if it happens, yeah, you've got a lot of changes coming down the pike.
I just wonder if Larry's waiting on Carson. But we'll get back to that a little bit later. What else? What else is next? What do you think we're waiting for first? If not Larry and Carson, then what?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're necessarily waiting. I mean, if you want to say you're waiting for something at this very point, it's the start of free agency. And I know in a perfect world, there would be an extension or two or five that were signed before we get there in March. I just don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, you're to the point now, nobody can get hurt. So if you're a free agent to be and you're not getting exactly what you want, how does it hurt you to actually hit the open market? Now, the difference with this team, and Steve Kimes made that clear in the past, and talking about some of the veterans, they're going to have offers on the table. And once free agency starts, not only can the player go pick something else, but the team can say, well, we're moving on from you. We gave you your option to come back for the last 2 months. You said no. Now we'll find a better option or a different option. So there's a little bit of risk involved, but that's what you're waiting for is possible extensions. I just don't know how many might happen, if any.
The front office wants a lot of these players back. They want Calais back, for example. I guess now it's time for the front office to show it, or the players will go test it in the open market, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These guys, like Darren was saying, they've got the leverage now. They've played the season. They've shown that they're healthy and they're performing. So a guy like Calais, a guy like Tony Jefferson, a guy like DJ Swearinger, they all performed, and now they can kind of sit back and see what the entire NFL market brings to them. So they're the ones in the better position, and during the season, it's usually the team, because a player is always worried about injury, and if that happens, your value goes way down. So at this point, the free agents want to wait it out and see who's going to give them the best offer.
22 free agents, 19 unrestricted, and we'll be talking about this a lot more on Cardinals Insiders.